I have recently been reading a fascinating, nasty, turgid book called The Philosophy of Modern Music by the German sociologist and aesthetician Theodor Adorno. It's curious that a book with this title, The Philosophy of Modern Music, should turn out to be a double essay on precisely Schoenberg and Stravinsky, thus reducing modern music to that specific dichotomy. Now, of course, the book is loaded. Schoenberg is all truth and beauty, while Stravinsky is everything evil. But Adorno confirms what I've been saying by pointing out in his Hegelian way that the big split is to be conceived dialectically, or to use his language, as logical antinomies of the same cultural crisis. Well, to use simpler language, both Stravinsky and Schoenberg were after the same thing in different ways. Stravinsky tried to keep musical progress on the move by driving tonal and structural ambiguities on and on to a point of no return, as we will see next week. Schoenberg, foreseeing this point of no return and taking his cue from the expressionistic movement in the other arts, initiated a clean, total break with tonality altogether, as well as with syntactic structures based on symmetry. It's interesting to note that Schoenberg was also a talented painter. This is his self-portrait, one of his self-portraits. And in those early years of the 20th century, he was making the same kinds of experiments on canvas as he was making on music paper. Actually, this particular portrait isn't half so expressionistic as and Kokoschka-ish as he got a year or two later, but it's the only slide I could find for the occasion. Still, it does tell you what I mean, doesn't it?